now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine.
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
4 o'clock here in the Music City on this beautiful, beautiful Friday afternoon. So you know what time it is. Time for the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dossi, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Feels like a month since the last time we had a show, Bruno, but we're here. Even though we were off yesterday, now we have just one day and then we're off again for 2 days for the weekend.
Yep. But just constantly thinking, constantly grinding. You know what I do on my off days? I grind. I was Googling how do you legally evade taxes?
There's nothing more grinding than trying to legally evade taxes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Always a fun part of the show is when I got to say, this is parody. And if the IRS is out there, go to Bruno's house, not mine.
I don't even know why you say it's parody. Like,
It is on this half of the show, at least. Can I just say that?
Okay.
Yeah. CYA.
Don't speak for me.
Okay, I won't speak for you. Arrest them. Get them, boys. We got them.
Well, they're not going to arrest me. I'm legally avoiding them.
Ooh. Loopholes. There's nothing better than signing a fresh, hot contract or something like that and then instantly looking for loopholes. Hiring that lawyer, paying that $250 an hour, and getting those sweet, sweet loopholes. So you actually end up getting what you want out of it. That's life, baby. That's life right there. If there's one thing you take away from this show, is that. Find loopholes in life. All the way across.
No, I definitely used to be a very honorable kid. Like, I never lied. No, I always followed the rules. But then I realized all that stuff, first of all, it's boring.
100%. Like,
it's very boring. Second of all, what do the people at the top do?
They cheat.
Lie.
They lie.
They cheat. They steal.
Yeah.
And they enjoy it.
You want to...
Overconfident.
You think Walmart has been super nice and perfect with the law and letter of the law every single week, every single day?
No,
they got up there because they consolidated power by cheating and lying.
I never want to be like a top corporate guy either. Like, that's because that's still boring. Like, you still have to be in that frame of mind, right?
I want to be that way, though.
Maybe. I don't know. That's why media, at least, is funny. Because in media, like, most radio hosts suck as people anyways. So
true.
So it's that's even if you're at the bottom, everybody here thinks they're hot, you know.
Right.
Everyone here thinks they're awesome. So I fit in well.
Now, are you saying here at Nashville Sports Radio or here as in Tennessee as a whole?
I mean, no, the entire industry.
Just everyone.
Yeah.
Just
like
everyone.
Someone's like, oh, I'm on radio. So am I. I'm also an idiot.
What's worse, though, being on radio and being that way or starting a podcast in your basement and being that way?
Probably a podcast. At least radios come from semi-established stations.
You know what we need more of is Titans podcasts. I don't think, like, you know, that and love songs. They should write more love songs. You know what I mean? And there should be more Titans podcasts out there. We need more opinions about Julio Jones and A.J. Brown.
If you're tuning into the show for the first time, just know, I don't care about being right. I don't care about being right. I'm just here to make you mad.
Except in Bruno's bets.
Yeah, I do, I guess. I guess that is a good point.
And I'll give you this, too. Our Thursday night picks, which we did Wednesday, if you want to go find it on Twitter at ZachariahW, we have the tally where we are right now. And where we are is Bruno leads 19 of 13 on your NFL picks so far through 2 weeks. Ray is by help of Justin School, by the way. Like, I gotta put that asterisk there. Only because I'm low. Only because I'm very low in the total pool here. Ray is one game behind you right now in 18-14. And then I am 14 of 17 right now. Or 14 of 18, whatever it is. But I'm last. So you're right in that side as well. So congrats. And then you're what? You're 16 of 5 on Bruno's bets right now? Is that where we stand?
Dude, I have no idea.
I think last we had was 16 of 5, and then you made bets this past week, and I can't remember what your bets were this last week.
Oh, I lost. UCF money line, Cowboys won, and then Auburn lost. So
you lost two. Yeah, so now you're 17 and 7 is what you're at right now for Bruno's bets, which we will have later on in the show. Always we do with Fridays. It's free for all Fridays. We want you to get in on the phone line, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line if you want to join us. Or You can always feel free to comment in on any of our streaming platforms. Of course, right now we have Twitter and Facebook, Nashville Sports Radio on both of those. Leave anything in the chat that you want to talk about that we have there. We'll talk about it on air here, but we got Bruno's Bets in the second hour. We got Fantasy Football Fridays. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's go ahead and get into the real meats and potatoes of the weekend. I couldn't even get it out without laughing. Vanderbilt versus Georgia. Let's do a full breakdown on that. It's going to be bad. All right, now let's move on.
That's what I want on a post-game show. So for those of you who don't know, I do a post-game show. And I get, if you follow my work on VandySports.com, it's a lot more professional or whatever, out of respect for Chris and all that. Here, I do.
No respect for me and the station. It's just anarchy.
100%. So I do not care. I really don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to talk about after this. It's going to be the same talking points I've talked for the past 2 to 3 years. Like, oh, we got to get better here and here. And I'll isolate one play they did well and talk about it. God, it's just, if I was Vanderbilt, I'd cancel the game.
Just because
it would make Georgia mad.
You're going to lose. Mm-hmm. There it is. I mean, that really is, if you're a Vanderbilt fan, you already know this, and if for some reason you have blind hope.
Oh, the question is, are we going to cover the 35-point spread?
Which, that's where we can talk.
Yeah.
We can talk about that. Has Vanderbilt yet to cover a spread?
Yeah, Colorado State's. They beat them on the money line.
Yeah, yeah, true, true. And then I don't remember the ETSU. I think Vanderbilt was the favorite for that.
You couldn't even RIP. You couldn't even bet on most books. It's that ridiculous.
Well, and it's, you know, it's funny. Last night, like, we're in our text thread with the show, and it's me, you, Ray, and Bobby, Bobby part-time, Bobby Stevens. And I go out there. I'm like, all right, what's the bets tonight, boys? And I you were probably hip-throwing somebody at some point at that point. And he said, Nashville Sounds by 2. And I go in and look on the FanDuel app, and there's Nashville Sounds. And I put money on it, and I won.
Yeah, you put $2. I didn't see that.
That's money, though. And I won, all right? Which I didn't even know you could bet minor league baseball, by the way. Had no clue, but yeah. I guess you could bet, like, German soccer, so it doesn't matter.
You don't have to pay taxes on your earnings until I think you win, like, 500-some bucks, but then you have to. I got to figure out a way to just not do that.
Tax evasion. Mm-hmm. That's how you do it. What you do is you just don't bring it to whoever does your taxes. You deal with it.
That's
then.
Actually like.
I'm just saying, if you wanted to do that, advice. This is not where you come for your financial advice. All right.
I'm worth $1 to $5 million.
$1 million to $5 million in the range is what the internet says about Bruno. Who put that on the internet? I don't know.
It wasn't me. I swear to God.
Are you sure about that?
I swear to
There's
God.
There's some I nights I wonder when we talk about this. I'm like, I bet you Bruno learned, you know, some Photoshop or something like that.
Yeah, you think I did?
You could. You're a smart guy. You're not dumb. You went to Vanderbilt.
I just don't think you know what I do with my free time. It's not let's flood the internet with Bruno Reagan content. It's let's go on TikTok and save as many TikToks as I can.
It's the worst TikToks, too, by the way, because he sends them to me. It's just stupid.
I saw one. I saved one that wasn't even, like, supposed to be, like, comedy. It's just guy-related. He was like, I'm the CEO of Google on business cards, and I give them to everybody. And then the phone number to contact, like the customer support on there, he just reroutes it to an Applebee's. And he's like, I do it because it's American. You can do it, and it's funny. And why wouldn't I? Like, is anyone else just not so bored with day-to-day life that you don't want to do this? I don't know. Maybe I should just get a wife and kids and then just worry, like, have something to worry about. Because I'm at that point where I just don't care. So that sounds like a funny idea. Like, I'd like to do that.
That actually is hilarious. I think I've seen who you're talking about,
too. I'd put my real name on it, too. I would put Bruno Reagan.
Yeah?
Yeah, Bruno Reagan, CEO of Microsoft.
CEO founder.
There is probably some fraud with it, though.
I don't know if there's exactly fraud with that. There may not be fraud with that. You might be able to get away with that.
As long as it's just a misdemeanor penalty and I don't have to go to jail for some amount of time, I would do it.
Well, how's
just it? For the sake of comedy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you do it, that's why I say it's parody. Because whenever you say it's parody, there's no legal ramifications anymore.
I don't know.
That's how SNL gets away with everything. That's why they're able to use, like, you know, when you watch like their shows, they're able to do, like, the Target, like, wherever they are, like, whatever brand name, they're able to use them because it's parody. It's Jape. You know what Jape is?
No,
it's joking. funny. It's haha. You're able to get away with stuff that way.
Well, SNL isn't that funny anymore.
Well, for sure. That's a whole other issue, right? But that's how they get away with being able to use branding without having to pay
brands.
I think
the last funny SNL skit I saw, like, live was... You know where they do that update where they're in the suits in the studio? Pete Davidson sometimes
comes studio update. It's their news update, yeah.
Yeah, so they, like, made the white guy and the black guy, like, switch...
Switch
reads. It was pretty... That was amazing.
Should we copy that?
No.
Spanish guy to white guy? I mean...
Oh, it wouldn't be as funny either.
Yeah. Well, there's people that think you're like, fully white, too. I got to imagine people think that.
I mean, I'm sure most people think I'm fully white.
Yeah.
Which, at the same time, like, Hispanic isn't a race, right? So, in a technicality sense, I am white.
This is all parody.
No, it's just being
I can't. How do I respond to that? Well, you have to create a new topic after you say that Hispanics aren't a race.
It's in the government census. It's not a race. It's an ethnicity.
Oh.
Like, so whenever I fill out stuff, I hit white, and then a new box will pop up. Are you Hispanic or not?
That is true. It does
so,
do that.
But there are some Hispanics I see where it's like, why should you have to check box white? You're definitely not white. You know, they have that like apple juice color to them that needs.
You know, there's some white people that get pissed having to click that second button. I'm not Hispanic.
You think?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Are you kidding me? They're 100%. They probably just hate it. Like, it's the same people who are like, why do I have to press 1 for English on the phone? Yeah, you got like those people that get like super mad at stuff too.
Oh yeah, that one's the best.
Yeah. We want you to join the phone lines though, no matter what ethnicity or race you are. This is the most multicultural show in Nashville, hands down. Has to be. I almost guarantee that is this show. 615-844-5600 is the F&M Bank phone line. Let's go ahead and go to our first call. Lines available. Jeff in the borough. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Nothing much, man.
Ready for the big weekend, huh?
A huge weekend. I mean, just a... Oh, what a huge weekend for sports, you know?
I know. It's going to be beautiful. Weather's going to be beautiful, too. It's going to be nice.
It is going to be nice. Your boy's going to be on the golf course tomorrow.
Enjoy it for 2 weeks.
I'm going to be on the golf course tomorrow.
Well, that's good. You see if you can... What do you shoot? Par 72? Or?
I'm under. Yeah. I shoot under. Are you kidding me? Under. I'm out there shooting like 62.
Way under par.
Oh, yeah, man.
Well, you and Zach Womble get a playoff. See if y'all see who the best golfer is.
Nah, I bet Womble sucks at golf.
Well, he can cover golf, though.
For sure.
That's all I can do is cover. I don't play. I just cover.
I don't play either. I just go out there and drive around on the course, essentially.
Drive around on the course. get you some cold beer and hang out. That's what
I don't like beer, so I get a nice hard cider.
Well, hard cider, whatever. You can get your favorite adult beverage and go to town. But I did want to ask you guys, though. Bruno, let's just say for hypothetical sake, it's Vanderbilt and Georgia thing. Let's say that Vanderbilt, say for hypothetical, that Vanderbilt plays with them for a half. Let's just say that happens. George commits turnovers or whatever. What would you do if that game was close at halftime?
Well, Jeff, I think a very big problem is I know even in a hypothetical, I mean, the same thing happened with Stanford, right? I mean, they're not Georgia, obviously. The storylines and the thought process is going to be what's wrong with Georgia? Vanderbilt's a side project. Like, it's not like, oh, is Vanderbilt, you know, playing well? Are they improving? It's going to be like, oh, Georgia's messing up terribly.
Well,
right?
That's true.
So I'm pretty indifferent to it. We're in week three, and I'm very burnt out on watching my alma mater. To be honest, I just am.
Well, I mean, there is a real.
I know what you mean there, but I'm just saying. Like, I mean, at least my alma mater. At least y'all got a quarterback. Our alma mater quarterback quit Sunday, so you know, we got to go backup now.
Yeah, what happened? What happened?
Is that the guy who eats the banana with the peel?
No, we're talking about Bailey Hockman.
Oh, okay.
They need to kick that guy off the team.
We talking about the
NC State transfer. He went into Stockton's office Sunday, told him he didn't want to play football anymore. He had a family and a kid on the way, so he told him he didn't want to play anymore. And so Stockton shook his hand and said, good luck and goodbye to you. So he pretty much walked off, that's all. And so now our backup, he's been playing the last couple weeks, Chase Cunningham. He's going to play tonight. They start at 5:30, about an hour here. They're playing in Charlotte tonight, conference game. It's going to be down that CBS network, whatever you call it, sports, whatever it is, network, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
And everything. But now he just up and left. Last Sunday, he just up and left. So he said goodbye. So happens, I don't know. Levis is one east, but that he's still playing, so he will be playing tonight, tomorrow night in South Carolina. But I hope they can play well. I hope they can play well tomorrow. It's a game they should win if they play well and if they play like they're capable of. I mean, Stoops is 6-2 against Carolina in his career. He won 5 in a row until a couple years ago that he lost, but. You know, they won last year, but you never really know. But I've been saying nobody thought Montana was going to beat Washington, and nobody thought Jacksonville State was going to beat Florida State. I'm just saying that's the truth. I'm throwing them out there. But what I'm saying is like Florida State played Louisville this weekend, and I think Louisville's favored 1 or 2 points, maybe 3 points or something. So we know how bad Florida State is. So, I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. But, you know, and things. Just, I mean, you never know what upsets happening. And, I mean, you never know what's going to happen when they tee it up and everything, football games and stuff, and all that kind of a thing. But I do want to ask you, Zach, is Henderson going to win tonight, you think? Or?
Who?
The NFL?
Hendersonville.
Oh, Hendersonville. Okay, I thought you said the NFL. Henderson, I don't know. Ravenwood, it's going to be a good game.
No.
I want to say they are. They have the home field advantage, obviously, and if they get their game, you know, with that wing tee, if they can just control the clock the whole time, then yeah, they could do exactly what they did to Gallatin last week. It's not Gallatin they're playing, obviously, but why not?
I mean, is Gallatin that bad? Because I've seen that score. Is Gallatin that bad? Or?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're not Gallatin of, you know, even a few years ago. They just kind of
I know a couple years ago they was really good. A couple years they went to the playoff. But I think
they had a really good running back. That running back went on to go to University of Las Vegas, UNLV. So, I mean.
Okay. Yeah.
He was a great running back. Spencer or something. I forget his name.
And I will tell you, Zach, one final thing. Did you see where Lincoln County fired their coach over there in Fayetteville after 14 games? Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
He coached 14 games. He won last week in overtime, and they fired him. He was 4-10 in 14 games. They got an interim coach over there now. So if you and Womble want to apply down there in Fayetteville, y'all can pick one of us. Why y'all going to be the head coach? When y'all going to be assistant? Y'all pick it up. It'd be the ZWs down there in Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Be hanging up over there. I know y'all know all about football formations and everything. Y'all watch that film and stuff. So y'all hang in there, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the SEC football and enjoy them Titans against the Colts, pal. Tighten up, babe.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call. We want you to get in on the phone lines as well, 615-844-5600. That's the FNN Bank phone line. Talking UFC 266 in this show today. Also, we got that coming up. We need to run to our first break, though. So lines available. Steve in Nashville will be the first call when we come back. So go ahead and jump in once again, 615-844-5600. Anything you're looking forward to this week, we want to hear from you. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Hey, guys, it's Zach. Jump into fall during the 10-day jump rope sale, Monday, September 20th through Thursday, September 30th at Played Against Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. During the 10-day sale, get 10% off all jump ropes, an incredibly versatile workout tool. Stop in and stock up on the new and gently used equipment you need to gear up for your fall workouts. If you have sports equipment you no longer use or doesn't fit, you can trade it in for either cash or for store credit towards your next purchase. Make sure you tell them your friend Zach over here at Nashville Sports Radio sent you. Again, that's Play It Against Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville.
Good afternoon. We're looking at extremely heavy traffic here on 65 northbound. Trying to get up through Madison right now, up into Goodlettsville. Just dragging along 65 north up by Vietnam Vets. All the traffic headed back towards Sumner County through Hendersonville right now. Pretty much typical. It's busy, but it's moving. 24 as you head out towards Murfreesboro. Lots of radar. Down I-24 through sections of Rutherford County. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacies. pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hymns.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hymns.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. We always want you to get involved in the show, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line where you can get at us if you're nasty. We've got lines available right now. Let's go to Steve in Nashville. Steve, how you doing, buddy? Oh, hold on, Steve. We might have a second here where we're trying to pick you up. Steve, try again there.
All right. What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's Jeff, your agent now. Is he getting you some more work? You don't have enough jobs already?
I could use an agent.
Head coaching job.
Yeah, he's the worst kind of agent, man.
It's just some big money.
Yeah, it's all big money, but it's just the worst jobs ever.
Any of y'all have McCaffrey on your fantasy team?
No, but I just put in a trade for him.
Bruno's trying to get him.
Has he gotten injured every year? Is he starting to become that guy?
I think his first year he didn't get injured. Oh. Last year was bad, though. He only played three games last year. But one, they're saying it's a hamstring. It's going to be like 2 weeks probably. But, I mean, you know, who doesn't get injured at some point? I mean, Derrick Henry, knock on wood, everybody, he just somehow doesn't do it.
I guess when you're that versatile, I don't know, you get the ball that much, that increases your odds. But he's still the top three or five guy in drafts, right? He was this year. McCaffrey. Oh,
yeah.
He was like consensus number one.
Yeah, number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Bruno, did you ever beat Georgia or playing close?
We beat them 2016 at their homecoming in Athens.
Nice. That's even better.
And we played abysmally, too. I think we had 180 yards of offense. So it was sweet. It was dope. Winning those games just don't make sense. And it kind of fits my brand of, who cares? Some things just happen.
That's awesome. Times have changed. But, hopefully they'll do something tomorrow and not get completely embarrassed. But we will see.
I don't know about that. Stanford looked massive compared to our team. Like, they just look like grown men out there compared to our team. So I saw one D lineman Georgia has, and we'll see how that goes. It'll be interesting to watch. It's my alma mater. I hate, dunking on them so much, but it's just the circumstance of it is now. It's going to be like watching John Jones fight a 10-year-old.
Did Stanford, does Gronkowski have a twin brother or something? Because Stanford had a guy. He was as big as him.
Stanford is the land of just massive white guys. It is hilarious.
A lot of milk out there.
When they had one touchdown, he just threw it up, and the guy just through our corner down, basically. It was just, it was common. It's like watching something against a little league. I don't know.
Just getting big brothered out there. It's like when Peyton Manning was playing with those, like, those kids in that skit.
Yeah, that's all.
That's the best skit ever. I'm sure y'all talked about it. Was that little stage thing on the UFC? Was that a boxing thing?
It was a boxing press conference with the Canelo and Caleb Plant. Yeah.
Was that just a hype thing to get people interested? Or
yep, that's all it is. And but it's an unspoken thing. Like, it's not like they text each other. Their camps text each other, and they're like, "Hey, we're gonna scratch here," you know. But it's just stuff that comes with the territory. And I mean, the thing was, it made waves. Like, if that didn't happen at the press conference, like, who, like, you know, would we, any of us, been talking about that press conference? But since they had that scrap, now we're all talking about it.
Yeah.
That's the nature of the beast.
Is he the one from Ashton City?
Yes, Caleb Plant. Okay. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's,
yeah, he's going to represent really well, just getting destroyed out there. But it's cool.
He's not the favorite. I thought he had the belt. Okay.
Well, it's boxing, so there's like four belts or five belts.
He has, I think, the last belt that Canelo Alvarez needs to unify all the belts.
Yeah.
Canelo is pound for pound best boxer in the world right now.
Okay. I'm not hearing much talk this week on the Titans. Is everybody just thinking they're going to roll over the Colts? Or
heck yeah. Bruno Kirsch, baby. They don't even got to worry. They can go out there and sleepwalk. First team in the NFL ever to be able to do it.
Yeah, there's some people that are worried about them. I mean,
Not me.
I'm talking about for the Colts, worried about the Titans because of Carson Wentz, and he has two bum ankles. So if he doesn't play, it's Jacob Eason who's going out there.
God, please.
Okay.
It's not good.
That's a big game. Well, anchor down, guy. I won't be out there tomorrow. I don't need that much punishment hanging out with all
that. That's it. I'm not going.
I'll be kicking myself if they make it a game, but oh well. That'll be a pleasant surprise, but oh well. Maybe George is overlooking us for somebody.
Maybe. Probably not, though.
We'll see. It'll be interesting to see how Florida comes out tomorrow against Tennessee after that game they had last week. It's hard to come back.
Yeah, no, true.
Take a little bit to get going. So Tennessee has them in a good spot if they can catch them. So
hopefully.
All right, boys. Anchor down. Have a good weekend.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call. Remember, you can jump in anytime. 615-844-5600. That's the FNM Bank phone line. If you want to jump in, all you got to do, we got lines available right now. Let's go to Brooks in Nashville. Brooks, what's going on, brother?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Not much.
Man, talk UFC to me. First of all, can I make a few points?
Yes.
There's so many things to discuss. I am just of the age where I've seen Nate Diaz, not Mr. Nick Diaz, or Robbie Lawler. Can't say the word. However, I've gone back. I've seen fights. They're young, whatever. That's irrelevant. We got, I think we got a lock with the woman. You know, I think she's going to knock little Lauren out. I know that's going to happen, maybe, unless it's programmed. But tell me something. What's going to happen? T-City, what's he going to do? What's going to happen here? Tell me anything on the prelims. What are you looking at?
I think, I need to check the odds, but I think it's not even going to be close. I think Volk's going to, I mean, destroy T-City. For the longest time, Max, like, that was Max's division. And we have to be honest with ourselves. Volk beat him. Is it not anymore? Yeah. No, well, Volk beat him decisively the first time. The second one, you can argue.
You 100% can argue.
We can argue because I gave it.
I hope Volk wins so we can get that title match for Max again.
But have you seen what, like Brian Ortega's coming out and he's like, yeah, I'm trying to go to the club, but my girl keeps telling me no. And that's like his talking points. He's like, I'm taking this fight serious. And it's just like Volk is that pudding, boring guy that's his head's always to the grindstone. And yeah, he doesn't sell well, but dude is a freak. And he hardly opens. That's one of the best things about Max is like he just puts you in this high volume situation where you're constantly making mistakes and he pieces you up. He's a boxer. Yeah, and like, what does Brian have over both those guys? Jiu-jitsu? Yeah. But jiu-jitsu isn't going to, you know.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly. So
at that level, who doesn't?
Well,
you might get caught if you get licked, but whatever.
And Volk's pedigree's in wrestling. So it's not like anything that goes to the ground is going to be exactly worrisome.
If you see T-City, excuse me, is I hate that nickname too. But you see him win. If you see him anyway, maybe like if you see him, he's not going to win this by decision. I don't think he's obviously not going to knock Volk out. It'd be like a Hail Mary, like guillotine or something. That's really the only shot he has of winning. That's at least what I think.
You really think so?
Yeah, I really think so.
Okay,
but you don't think he's going to win though. Who? You think Volk's going to win?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Volk, yeah, I agree.
I think we're going to see Volk and Holloway 3, which will be a great fight, even though Volk's won the first
exactly.
two.
Exactly. It almost sounds scripted like the lightweight fights, featherweight fights, but whatever. Talk to me about Nate Diaz. Were you of the age to watch him come up? What do you know about him?
I was a kid. I can hardly remember them, but I do... You know, thank God we have the internet, so I can go back and watch. And right. Nick Diaz, back then, he was undeniably a great fighter. For the standards, he was a good like boxer in those 4 ounce gloves. Good boxer, same as his brother. High volume, has a little more power than Nate, so he can technically knock someone out. All right, but his wrestling's not up to par. He has that old style Gracie jiu-jitsu, same as Nate. You know, they've been on that. I think it's Carlson Gracie lineage, and they live and die by that. I think it's going to be the same thing, except instead Volk might piece Brian up. I think we'll just see Robbie Lawler control the fight with takedowns, wrestling. And then at that point, it's just a not get submitted game. But Robbie could be in trouble. Yeah. You know, older age, the older you get, you know, harder it is to go those rounds. And you get late against the Diaz. I mean, it doesn't matter if they're hitting like feathers. You're tired.
What was the last time Nick fought?
2004?
I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's 2004.
And Robbie's been fighting, you know, Robbie's been fighting at least. He's been recently going. So that's, and everybody's looking at Nick. These are just other analysts saying this. This isn't me saying it, but they think he looks terrible. Like this, they're saying he looks like Chuck Liddell in the Tito Chuck 3.
Well, I guess we'll have to tune in and find out. It's like the one actual good selling point the card had.
One more thing I'd like to add if I have time. Nick Diaz. Saying it was supposed to be a 175, if I'm correct, said no, I want a 185 here recently. What's up with that?
That has to be just he had to have tried the weight cut. I mean, it's at the perfect time where the only thing it could be was the weight cut, and he just wasn't in shape to do it. Like,
and if daddy's gonna say yeah.
I mean,
he can sell. It's interesting.
Well, and he also too, you know, he's vegan, so it's not like he's just out of shape. It's like he knows he's not going to be able to lose. Because what else are you going to do to lose weight when you're only eating celery already?
I'm sure he thinks he could do it, but the damage it would do to his performance is just I can't do it.
Hey, Brooks, appreciate you calling in, brother.
Have a good night.
Hey, you nice too, Bruce. Buddy. Remember, you can always jump in on the phone lines anytime, 615-844-5600. I saw it on FanDuel. I sent it to the group. Yeah, the Valentina Shevchenko fight where they have a boost right now that – it's plus 350 that Shevchenko gets a KO in the first, wins it in the first round, KO, TKO, against Lauren Daniels is the singer. Lauren Murphy. That's not a bad bet.
The only thing I worry about with first round knockouts and 5 round fights is the reason Valentina Shevchenko is the champ is not only because she's skilled, but she's extremely poised. I don't doubt that, you know, she can knock her out in the first round. Who knows? Maybe they're that outclassed. But even if she notices that she outclasses Lauren Murphy, she might just let a round or two go by, take the scorecards first, and just not open herself up to any wild knockouts, because that's the only thing that worries me. And that's why the books are boosting it, because it's a 5 round fight. You know, how ridiculous it would be if Shevchenko goes out there, just goes balls to the walls, and Murphy gets a lucky knockout. By everything we know, Shevchenko should just win.
Just piece her up.
Flat out. Yeah. Yeah. Show her she's outmatched, break her mentally, and then go in for the kill, right?
Yeah.
That's what Gon did with Derek Lewis. I mean, we were all like, oh, one punch Derek Lewis. Two rounds, Derek Lewis is like, I ain't winning, bro.
Well, it's even, remember.
I ain't winning, bro.
you go back to like Conor McGregor boxing against Floyd Mayweather. There were so many bets out there that Conor, just to win one round.
I'm sure the live betting was going crazy, too, because Conor won the first, like, two or three. Floyd
and that was because Floyd just gave him up, you know?
Yeah,
and
he's like, whatever.
He's like, I know I can win this at any time. And, like, what was that, 12 round? That was a 12 round.
In MMA, yeah, a 12-round boxing fight.
Yeah, so, I mean, I could see that, but I'm not going to lie. Look, I like Shevchenko. I think Lauren Murphy is terrible. That's not really a knock on Lauren Murphy. That's a knock on the entire women's roster right now. I think outside of the belt matchup between Rose and Wei Ling, those are the only two competitive that you can get right now. Outside of that, there's not a woman fight in the UFC right now. Nobody's going to touch Amanda. And nobody's going to touch Valentina.
Women's martial arts is still in its infancy. Imagine like back in the day, George St. Pierre fighting. Like he was technically like above and beyond what those guys he was fighting were. I mean, he was fighting, you know, he was a champion of caliber of Kamaru Usman fighting in the old days, you know. And he said he only slept on one fight ever, and it was the Matt Serra knockout, right? That was the one where he was like, oh, I got this indie bag, you know, and he got knocked out. So I think we're seeing. Like there's the pockets of there's the Shevchenko, there's the Nunez, there's the Harrison, there's the Rose, there's the Wei Ling. There are these like six or seven women that are at this like where their male counterparts are now, and the rest of the division is trying to catch up. I think you have some solid role fighters that are coming up, like maybe a Mackenzie Dern in her jiu-jitsu. She's on a little bit of a win streak. And that's it.
And I think Lauren Murphy is just one of these, like, we had to put somebody up against her, you know? Like, Shevchenko's one to fight. We want to sell it, so here we go.
Well, yeah, but remember, I'll
give my kidney away if Lauren Murphy wins.
Cast a stone if you didn't drink the Ronda Rousey juice, because I did. She was not as good as we thought she was.
And that was because it was literally, she was the first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who was the best football player when football first started? You know what I mean? Like, that, put that person in today's NFL. They're no shot. You know? No shot. They're going to be good. And that the game caught up with her. It's just weird now that the women's UFC is just – it's plateaued. It's plateaued so much where there hasn't been that exponential growth to
competitive fights. They just need those seven women I listed to magically disappear off the planet.
Yeah.
And UFC has the resources to make it happen, so who knows? And that would make their division – it's their cash cow, so you can't do that. But at the same time, it would make their divisions more competitive from a natural sports standpoint.
Right, right. I don't know. All right, we need to go to our next break. We want you to jump in on the phone lines, though, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Tony in Nolensville will be next up. When we return, go ahead and jump in. Lines available. Back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. We're looking at heavy and slow traffic at times on 65 North here at Vietnam Vets. All the traffic sneaking up through Madison, trying to get into Goodlettsville. Briley Parkway entrance ramp at Lebanon Pike over in Donaldson. Two cars are involved at that location. Watch your speed, I-40, as you make your way out through parts of Dixon County towards Hickman County. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out online at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your
your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. We always want you to get involved. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line.
I finally got around. Do you have any more?
Region? No, that's it.
I finally got around to checking out the odds for 266, like I always do as a degenerate. And first of all,
you are, by the way, a degenerate. Yeah. I'm sitting here trying to talk to him, tell him a story in the off in the break. I look over at Ray. Ray's listening to the story. He knows the story, though. And then we look over, and Bruno's just in his phone. And then I just start saying words, right? I just try saying hot words that try to get his attention, you know? None of them work. Ray says, jiu-jitsu. And he turns his head up and looks up at us. And he's like, oh, sorry, I was putting a bet in. And I was like, what was it, like two-thirds through the story already, Ray? Like, I've been telling the story, and I'm sitting there like, we're halfway through the break. I'm telling the story. Anyway, go ahead.
Valentina Shevchenko might be the highest, like, co-main event odds I've ever seen in ever, like 1600 favorite right now. Let me try putting in $10 on that and see what happens. Oh, never mind. I was accidentally on the parlay menu. First of all, also Volk is barely Volk's barely a favorite. Robbie Lawler is barely a favorite. I thought they were going to be heavy favorites, so that's ridiculous. I put those in.
That
instantly.
Is really crazy.
I'm of the opinion that Nick doesn't look too.
But I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why Shevchenko is such a favorite, because Lauren Murphy sucks. Like, that is straight. I watched. She lost a fight and then went up in the rankings. Maybe how does that happen?
Well, the other girl's probably like, I don't want to fight anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, it was insane. Like, she.
You have to bet $160 to win $10 on Valentina Shevchenko.
That's honestly $10. That is the most easy $10 to win. Like, I'm willing to put that money on there. I'm willing to put $1,000 on it because
don't say that because you're not, or else you'd do it.
I would do it.
He's got a point.
That one I would do because there's no shot. There's no shot. Chef Chank, I'll put all the money in my FanDuel account on it. I'll do it. Straight up. We'll do it in the break. I'll do it because there's no way Shevchenko loses. There's no way if Lauren Murphy wins, like I said, I'll give my kidney away. This isn't that rock meme. All right, let's go to the F&M Bank phone line. Tony and Nolan's with Tony. How you doing, brother?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Bruno. What is really going to be up there after tomorrow's game with Vandy and Georgia? The final score or Conor McGregor's throwed out first pitch he did earlier this week in Chicago?
What's going to be a worse outing of sport spectatorship? That's a good question. Well, here's the problem. I think Conor McGregor's is probably worse. I mean, dude threw it out of the park, right? Like, he threw it.
It was terrible.
20-something feet to the right. or to the backside.
Thankfully, there's
of the
fighting.
Right-handed batter's box.
Yeah, thankfully there's fighting for this guy, because have you seen him throwing a football when he was at the Cowboys game? This dude can't do anything.
He's, have you seen him shoot a basketball too? When he went to Madison Square Garden with the Knicks and tried to shoot a basketball, and it's just picture the worst shot you can think of.
This guy is most unnaturally – I mean, I view it as a positive for Conor McGregor. The dude is extremely unnaturally
– Athletic. Yeah.
Yeah, he just does not have a natural – but he's extremely disciplined in his training. That's why he's a great martial artist. He's still great.
Guys, 2 years ago, I was in the stadium when, of course, we lost the stadium to Georgia, and then we got the hell beat out of us during the game.
I was probably there, too.
And I anticipate that it might be the same way tomorrow again, just it'll be the daytime. But it's just, it's sad that it's come to that. And I've decided, like I've told y'all before, just not to put myself through that misery no more. But maybe they still line up to play the game for a reason. So, yeah, you got to give them 2% maybe of doing something good, but I really don't think that's going to matter.
Really favorable.
Once again, it might be just in the one or two drives, and that might be it, too. Let me ask you something, guys. There hadn't been much talk, but what do y'all think's going to happen LSU-Mississippi State this weekend?
Who knows?
Two annoying fan bases, yeah, that's for sure.
Well, two of the worst fan bases probably ever exist. First being Mississippi State. LSU, I would give the favor to LSU, I think.
Ordron's got to figure it out at some point.
You've got two coaches. There's a little talk down in Starkville that there's already getting some disgruntled fans. But especially after losing last week to Memphis. And we know that controversial call and all that stuff on the punt. But let me ask you another thing. Last night, did y'all happen to see the Appalachian State and Marshall game?
No, I wasn't able to see that one.
There was a controversial TD, the winning, the winning play was a field goal. But what brought Appalachian State back was a touchdown thrown in the corner of the back of the end zone. And the guy, of course, in college, is different rule than pros, but simultaneously, the guy's foot come down out of bounds while his other foot was coming down in bounds. But while he was going out of bounds, he somewhat juggled the ball. And they confirmed, they called it a touchdown on the field, but they went to replay, and then they said they confirmed it, that it was a touchdown. The announcers, myself, and everybody's like, that couldn't have been called confirmed. You know, it should have been called play stands on the field, but you take that type of call and put it beside the Julio Jones call last Sunday out here. It's so damn difficult right now for all of us as fans and everybody, players themselves. What's a catch anymore, and what's not a catch?
Yeah, I mean that's.
Yeah, Zach, you go ahead. Well, I don't want to talk about rules.
I mean, that's
because they're stupid.
That's been forever, yeah. Right? Like that's been forever. Where there's
Dez
so
caught it.
Yeah, I mean the it's a official decision or whatever it is. It's up to whatever official's discretion is to what a catch is. But saying like what a catch, I feel like the NFL and college football need to at some point come together and find a rule. That is, this is what a catch is officially. They need to figure that out because there is too many lax differences.
Too many variances.
Yeah, there's too much of that. So I agree with that.
Catch.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you'd see this stuff on TV, you just shake your head and you just say, you know, that's ridiculous. That's something. But anyway, though, that's just some things I was going to just chit-chat with y'all. One last thing, Bruno. When you get ready to prepare and yourself is getting ready to go into your fights and do what you're doing, do you just kind of like block Zach and Ray and everybody else out and just go in your little zone and get toned up, ready to go?
For like a competition? For like an hour.
Yes.
It doesn't take long for me to get into it. Like, I'll prepare mentally for an hour. But other than that, like, I live the same way I compete, so I really don't have to go in and out of the zone.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Bruno's a complex individual.
You can turn it on and off.
I don't think so. I think I'm fairly
Hey, guys, y'all have a great weekend. Always good talking to you.
I appreciate you, Tony. Appreciate you. Remember, if you want to jump in on the F&M Bank phone line, go ahead. We have Fantasy Football Fridays coming up in the second hour at 5 o'clock. If you want to jump in for that now, lines are available. 615-844-5600. Take a break. Back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Afternoon, still heavy traffic out here on the South Loop, the West Loop. It's Friday. Give yourself plenty of extra time. It's really building now on I-40 as you come past the airport, headed out towards Wilson County. It's still very busy on 65 northbound, trying to get up into Goodlettsville. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Final Lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
All right, we got to get you all set up for Las Vegas Motor Speedway going down this weekend. All three series in action. Highs in the mid-90s, in case you're wondering about the weather, because it's the desert. It's usually pretty hot. That's not too bad. 1.5-mile oval, 20 degrees of banking. Front stretch is 2275 feet. Back stretch, 1572. Now, for the Cup race, it's 267 laps or 400.5 miles. The stages break down in 80, 80, and then the balance to the 267. The March race winner there was Kyle Larson, and the fall race winner there last year was Kurt Busch. Check out all the NASCAR action Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. AJ Allmendinger is the defending race winner at Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the Xfinity Series, and he's going to get us all set up for this weekend.
Yeah, it's great to go to a racetrack that you know you had success at early in the season, although it'll be a lot different just because of how hot it'll be in Vegas. Mid to high 90s. You know, the race in the spring was mid-70s. This track is very sensitive temperature-wise, so we can use a lot of the notes that we had from the spring, but we definitely can't just rest on that. We got to go to work, and which we've been doing to make our cars better. But it does. It helps knowing that we've had fast race cars early in the season at Vegas, and there's no reason we can't go do the same thing.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse. That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Welcome back. The Afternoon Stretch. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Final moments of the first hour, but we got a whole second hour coming up. Fantasy Football Fridays, where we will give you starts for quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, as well as who you need to be sitting. All of us will go around the table here and help you out with that. But if you have any questions or comments or concerns, you can always join us on the old F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. On the card at all, just going back to UFC 266, is there any one fight that you really are looking forward to? I mean, this card is a little dull, to be honest.
No, not really. Jordynho Rozenstruik hasn't really impressed me from a spectator point of view, because I am a martial artist and I am a technical guy, but I'm also not one of those guys who are like, oh, you're just not entertained because you don't understand the depths of the fight game. No, I don't care. Like, I want to go out there and see guys just go crazy, and I'm all about the entertainment. All right. So if it's a, if like Gon, like, I don't like watching Gon that much. It's boring to me.
Yeah.
So Rozenstruik is one of those quote unquote boring fighters. And Blaze is going to try and take him down 50 times, control, win the fight. Probably just watch Shevchenko murder Lauren Murphy. Yeah. That's going to be fun. That's like watching Georgia Vanderbilt.
Yeah. It really is. What are the lines on Georgia and Vanderbilt? We need to look at that.
Yeah. I know the spread.
Are you think it's bigger than Valachina Shevchenko over Lauren Murphy?
No, I think Lauren, which is crazy to think about, but I think Lauren Murphy is more. Let's see if I can get it right before the break.
Oh, hopefully you can. It's all good. We got a whole second hour of the show coming up, though. Fantasy Football Fridays, Bruno's Bets, a lot of fun stuff, but we want you to get in on the phone line. 615-844-5600.
They don't have a money line, so.
They don't? Are you kidding?
not on the book I checked. We need to check another one.
All right. First hour's done. Second hour coming up. Don't go anywhere.
WPDQ Franksboro. On air and online, sports radio,
WNSR, Brentwood-Cashville. ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Arizona, state lawmakers are in session as Republicans go over findings in the months-long review of 2020 election results in Maricopa County. They reaffirm results showing Joe Biden won the election in the county, and draft copies indicate Donald Trump got fewer votes than had been officially reported. Arizona Democratic State Secretary Katie Hobbs.
This has been a colossal waste of everyone's time. But more importantly than that, it's been a waste of taxpayer dollars and also potentially put voter data at risk.
Americans over 65 who received the initial Pfizer two-dose vaccine, along with other high-risk individuals and frontline and essential workers, can now get the Pfizer booster shots. The CDC says three separate studies show that school mask requirements work to protect students. The study found schools in Arizona that opened without mask requirements had a 3.5 times higher likelihood of COVID outbreaks. This is ABC News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, it changed my life.
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, the unicorn of cleaning.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19, and 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. Use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 33.
New Horizon Tree Service is on the air, reminding all Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military, our veterans, and first responders. This proud salute is brought to you by New Horizon Tree Service, serving the area with 35 years of experience. For the best tree service money can buy, call 615-260-5303. That's 615-260-5303. New Horizon Tree Service, thanking all of our troops, veterans, and first responders. They're Americans who care.
It's
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now, here's Bruno and Zach.
5 o'clock hour here in the Music City. That means it's the second hour of the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Always want your attention. Always want your attendance in on our 615-844-5600 F&M Bank phone line. Just jump in. Line's available. But it is a football Friday coming up this weekend, NFL Week 3. And with it being the second hour, it's Fantasy Football Friday.
It's time to click your heels together and jump into the land of make-believe, where mediocre high school players who played on mediocre high school teams think they know more than a professional head coach. It's Fantasy Football Friday.
Oh, yes. Fantasy Football Fridays. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything you want to jump in on, do it on right now. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line because we're taking all your questions right now. But as always, Fantasy Football Fridays is brought to you by Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. Okay, that's the folks over there. They make sure everything is top-notch for your sporting goods needs, all right? They really do, and I know this from a personal level because this isn't just, you know, somebody that they're, you know, one of the spokesperson. I used to, my first job ever in anything in high school was Play It Again Sports in Hendersonville. So I understand the care and everything they do to make sure that they put you with the right sporting good piece of equipment that you need for your everyday life. They have it all there for it. If you want to upgrade something, bring your old clubs, bring your old baseball bat, bring your old glove, whatever it is, and take that in there on a trade-in. They'll possibly give you cash for it or put it towards a purchase to upgrade everything you have. It doesn't matter. Pick a sport. They have everything that you're looking for. Karate, weightlifting, softball, baseball, football, anything, golf. All you need to do is go check them out. Once again, Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. So during Fantasy Football Fridays, we go through and tell you who we think you should start and who you should sit. But also, you could call in with any questions. Let's go ahead and go to the F&M Bank phone line. Steve in Bellevue. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, guys. What's up? Hey, Bruno, so was that the game you mentioned with Georgia where y'all won on the road? That must have been the one where Zach Cunningham made the fourth down tackle?
Yep.
Man, that was unbelievable on the radio. That was just unbelievable. I'll never forget it. And also, I used to go out and meet you guys after a game, pop you on the shoulder pads, and when y'all won. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I got you a couple of times, called you by name, and after listening to y'all's show for a while, you probably thought that I could kill that Vanderbilt fan.
Well, don't feel bad. I feel about that with everybody I talk to. Every single person I think that. So,
yeah, so I heard you say that a couple days ago. Hey, Zach and Bruno, so I've got Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, and I can't make up my mind.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I'll make it up for you. I think Tom Brady's the move, man.
Who are the Tampa Bay Bucs playing again this week? I forgot who they're playing. No, the Rams. Yeah. They're playing the Rams. So
it's gonna be a shootout game.
That's going to be a shootout game. They're going to have to throw a ton. I'm on the board of Tom Brady. I'm
and
really
Green Bay's playing San Francisco. Who San Francisco is a run team, according to Zach, which they are.
They are.
So it's going to wind the clock down.
Be ready for Brandon Ayuk to have a huge game, probably finally after everybody's dropped him.
That's why he's on my roster.
Baby. Yeah, but I would go Aaron Rodgers. I would go Tom Brady just because, I mean, he's gotten, what, nine passing touchdowns right now going into week three. He's got all the targets he could possibly want. And also their running backs suck. Like, they're not going to run the ball because they just can't trust either one of them. So I'm 100% on Tom Brady. I think he might end up being like the quarterback, like, three on the season, like top three at least, because he's just been so good.
He's killing it for the first couple of weeks. He's been an averaging about 35 points.
Yeah. Everybody thinks that he's, you know, going to get old, and it's just never going to happen.
Well, all right, guys, keep it up.
Hey, Steve, appreciate you calling in, buddy. Remember, you could jump in anytime you want, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line on this Fantasy Football Friday. So let's go around the room. We started off with who we want to start at the quarterback position. Of course, we always let Bruno start. So what quarterback are you looking at right now to have start this week three, Bruno?
Dare I say it?
I think I'm worried who you're going to say. Can I take a shot in the dark? We have no idea.
You know who I'm going to say.
It's not Jameis.
No.
Okay.
I traded Jameis.
Did you? Who'd you trade?
I didn't trade him. I didn't trade him. I dropped him.
Oh, you dropped him. Okay. I haven't seen any trades go through our league yet.
So. Picked up Carr. Yeah. I'm going to use him as bad. I want the consistent. I had my crazy phase. You know, they're going out. They're sending me 30 voicemails. I want the guy who will show up and just take, you know, have a nice weekend with. That's Carr, baby.
You just want to get in the car and drive, right? That's all it is.
Dude. If you have Justin Fields, start him. Why not? Just do it.
I don't know. It's scary with the Justin Fields situation. Going up against the Browns.
I love it. I would do it. This is not real, like, winning advice. This is advice I would do if I had Justin Fields.
Do you not have him?
No, I have Dak Prescott.
Oh, yeah, true.
I have a love relationship with Dak Prescott.
Trade me him.
Dak?
Yeah.
For who? You never offer trades. That's you have the burden of offering
something. No, you do. Because I made the offer. Now you got to be a man and send me one for Dak.
Okay, you're not getting him. Next.
No. Who are you starting, Ray?
Daniel Jones.
All right, I got fired. That's 100% who I was going to. Go ahead, though. Go ahead.
He's having a solid season. Fire.
I mean, Atlanta Falcons. Team's going to be fully loaded. Barkley looks healthy. I mean, say no more. I mean, yeah. Giving up 25 plus fantasy points to quarterbacks, I'm good.
If Galladay is healthy, I think Galladay has a big week.
Galladay's going to eat after what happened last week.
He's going to eat this.
The old squeaky wheel
is going to get greased, if you know what I'm saying. I got to change. I had Daniel Jones as well, but I'm going to change. I'm going to make a pivot. Jalen Hurts, if you have Jalen Hurts, it might be a little obvious, but Jalen Hurts is a tremendous start this week. Going up against the Cowboys, a lot of points are going to be scored, obviously, by the Cowboys on their offense. Even though last week happened, that's not going to be consistent. We've seen them put up points constantly, and their defense sucks still. So Jalen Hurts probably going to get – I bet Jalen Hurts gets a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown this week, just getting close enough to the end zone. He's going to get inside there, so that could be a good one as well. Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line. Bob in Bellevue. Bob, what's going on, brother?
Well, I lost McCaffrey in that game so early. I don't think I can win that game. He only scored 4 points for me, so we'll worry about that later. In my other league, I never make it easy on you guys. I want you to pick one of these quarterbacks. I've got Dak at home against Philadelphia with an Amari Cooper that's not 100%. I've got Herbert at the Chiefs, and I've got Carr at home against Miami.
I feel like Carr is a trap this week, at least. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a trap.
You just said to pick him, to play him. That's who you want to start.
I didn't know. I said Justin Fields.
Oh,
I picked up Carr. My personal. I think down the road he's going to be a guy that I want to play a few times. But
it's got to be Herbert.
I was going to say Herbert. Yeah. Ray stole my guy.
That's what I've been doing today. I've been stealing your guys.
Yeah, Herbert. Once again, it's the positive game script. They're going up against the Chiefs, who are going to, you know, they're going to score points. So you want the quarterback who's going to be throwing the most, and that's got to be Herbert.
Division game coming out with that. It's going to be a competitive game. Most divisions are.
Yeah.
Well, Carr leads the NFL in passing yards. He's got multiple touchdowns. Herbert's got back-to-back 300-yard games, but he's only got two total touchdowns. But I agree with you. If he's going to break out and throw some, it's got to be this week. I mean, the Chiefs are probably going to score – 35 points in that game, and I think Herbert's going to try to keep up with that. They're not using Eckler that much. They're not running the ball that much. They're just going to throw. So I think I'm going to go with Herbert. So you're down on Dak. Normally I would have, if he hadn't played, you know, if they hadn't run the ball so much last week, I would have started Dak. What do you think about him?
I'm not down on Dak at all.
I just think Herbert might be the.
Oh, were you? Did you say something about it?
I said Justin Herbert too. Yeah, I like those three to pick. I think was
Dak one of the options?
But I think it's going to be.
Oh, hold on.
Go with your Dak.
No, I want Dak. I sneezed when you started explaining, so I missed part of it. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
I'm 100% on Dak. I'm going Dak all the way. Their defense sucks as well, so they're going to be in a having to score mentality. And we've seen this offense already without Dak. When the offense is there without him, they don't score whether it's on the ground or over the air. So for their entire offense to click, it has to be Dak, and he can put up 400 yards like it's nobody's business anyway. So I'm 100% on Dak.
You're not concerned with them having the backup running back Pollard run for 100 yards and a touchdown, and Elliott run for a touchdown, and Dak had no touchdown passes. That doesn't bother you this week?
Well, go back to all the other games that the Cowboys have had since Dak and Zeke have been on this team. It's always been Dak. So, yeah, the one game where it happens, it's going to happen at some point, but I don't think that's going to be the new normal for the Cowboys. They're just going to run the ball a ton.
So let me ask you guys this. What do you think was going to have post more fireworks in terms of offensive showcase? The Kansas City Chargers game or the Eagles Cowboys game?
That's the only reason why I picked Herbert, is because if the Chargers want a chance of winning, they're going to have to put up near 35, 40 points.
I get that, and I understand. I'm just going with the better quarterback in the situation. The better quarterback at the end of the day is Dak. He's going to be able to give you more volume. He's got much better targets all the way through the whole team to throw to. I think he put, and you know, I love Monday night. It's a Monday night game, so I want those sweet quarterback Monday night points.
Well, the only thing, if you look at the running backs on each of those teams, Eckler is not going to go into Kansas City and be a star. But I'm just afraid, you know, Monday night, Dallas could play both of those running backs again, and they might get 35 carries combined, and then, that'd be the end of me. I've got to have a quarterback that throws high volume. And I would think Herbert may throw 40 passes. It's just that game last week, watching Dak not throw any touchdowns and watching those running backs run wild. That's the only thing that makes me want to pick Herbert over Dak.
Well, I'm glad we were able to help you by being extremely divisive and split on the show.
Well, you got two Herberts, you got one Dak. Who I was a Herbert at one point, but
I think Ray was wanting to switch to Dak after he also.
No,
he's
I'm
Herbert.
Still with Herbert. Yeah. I'm with you, Bruno. Okay. I think the fireworks are there.
Okay. Yep.
I'm on Dak, but Bob, at the end of the day,
I'm also personally on Dak.
Who will run the ball?
Yeah.
Who will run the ball more, Dallas or the Chargers? I mean, it's definitely going to be Dallas is going to run the ball more, right?
Yeah,
right,
but that doesn't necessarily mean Dak's not going to have a great game. I think that could still be. You could still see Herbert and Eckler and them still run the ball more with more of a committee than what they're going to do with Dallas. So I'm not. I don't think that's the note that's going to push you to say I should play Herbert more. Just because Herbert's throwing the ball more doesn't mean that it's actually going to be better for fantasy. That always doesn't equate. And I think when you're looking at targets, would you rather have Herbert throwing to Keenan Allen or have Dak throwing to CeeDee Lamb or Amari Cooper or, you know, all those or Zeke? I mean, there's just better. I think because the way the target spread is, yeah, Herbert could have five passes in a drive and get 40 yards, and they don't score a touchdown. Dak can have one play, and it can be a touchdown. It'd be an 80-yard pass just because of the talent they have he's throwing it to. I think that's a better situation, personally.
Cooper's a little bit banged up, so it's just down to those two then. You guys were ruling out Carr, even though he leads
in
passing yards. Rule out Carr.
Yeah.
Rule him out.
Well, he leads the league in passing, but in fantasy, he's not – I don't think he's top five.
No, I don't think he is either. But if you look at – once again, I'm going to use what I said with Dak. I'm going to do the same with Derek Carr. Look at Derek Carr's entire career. When have we seen him play at this click for a consistent amount of time? It's a few games here and there, but, you know, this isn't Derek Carr. This isn't the Raiders that we know. And I don't think anything's changed all that so much. So just two games that they got through and, you know, had an overtime to help boost his numbers a little bit, and that's about it.
You know, I think Dak at this time is the better player, slightly better player. I don't know what the future holds for Herbert. I think Dak is a little better player than him, but okay, so now I'm I really have no idea, except I'm not going to pick Carr. I know I'm not going to play Carr.
Flip a coin.
Yep, I was about to say that, Bruno. Stole my idea.
One other thing, Dak's at home and Herbert's on the road, and I like playing quarterbacks that are at home. I think they usually play better at home than they do on the road traditionally.
For sure. And, you know, this could be all moot at the end of the day. They could have the exact same spectacular day. They could each go for – you might be arguing 36 over 35 points.
They could both just totally bust also.
They could. They could. I doubt it, but, yeah, they could.
All right, fellas, I'll call you back next week with the bad news.
Appreciate you, Bob. Yeah, that's a...
Speaking of bad news, I'm playing Nick, I believe, and he benched DJ Moore this week.
Week's already looking good for Bruno.
There you go. There you go. How about we get over to our running backs to start? Running backs to start. I'm sticking with somebody that everybody is saying they're done with. They think they're moving on, and I'm going to stick with the Chargers-Chiefs game. Who am I going to talk about, Bruno? Do you know? Do you know? Huh? Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
It was like, there's only two. I said Clyde Edwards-Helaire first, but then I was like, oh, maybe it's.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, do not jump off the ship yet. Do not jump off the ship. Everybody is trying to get rid. Look, this is what I'm trying to say to people. Start him this week. And right now, go try to trade for him. Try to go grab Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You can get him super cheap right now, I feel like. For somebody who is upset, maybe their team isn't that great right now. They're just trying to get up. It's week two. This is the thing when you get to fantasy football. Week one through eight, people are in. But once those people get losing and the records get bad, they're going to fall off and they're just going to trade. And they don't really care all that much anymore because they're looking like they're already done. This is a situation where I think people are like that right now, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They're like, let's move on. He is the running back one on the top scoring team in the NFL. His numbers are going to hit. It's going to happen. Now, is he going to get the numbers that everybody wants? No, he's not going to be Christian McCaffrey. But he's going to be a solid running back too. By the end of this season, he's going to be a solid running back too, as long as he stays healthy. So I think everybody should be trying to grab Clyde Edwards-Helaire right now on a trade, but also play him this week. I think he finally scores a touchdown against the Chargers, and I'm not staying this whole, well, he's gonna, you know, he's just gonna continue being bad. I don't see that happening. Look at every Andy Reid offense ever. There's always a running back that succeeds. These are 2 weeks, and it just sucks. It's the beginning of the season. Yeah. But you know, he fumbled. He never fumbled his entire college career. Didn't fumble at all last year, and he had one fumble. And people are like jumping the ship already on Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and I just think it's stupid. But you gotta start him this week. Who you got?
What when I need to go back and look when I drafted Najee Harris, because it was like second round. Dude's ranked 22nd in his position right now.
Had his first good game last week, which is only week two, you know.
I know. So after week one, I was like, maybe I could trade him for Ezekiel Elliott.
So, you try to get rid of him.
if you're for whatever reason, he's roster obviously 99% of teams, but for whatever reason you have him on the bench, play him. That's my guy, and they're playing Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So they're gonna. Let's hopefully they just run the ball down their throat
with a pectoral injured Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes, sir.
Who you got, Ray?
Tyson Williams.
He's been good, man.
Yeah. Going against the Lions, they've given up 6 touchdowns to running backs. We saw what Aaron Jones did to him last week.
4 of them were. Yeah, Aaron Jones.
I know. I'm going with
the Packers trolling more than anything.
Yeah.
Throw the ball to
him. I'm not saying he's gonna be great for the rest of the year. I'm just saying just this week. That's it.
Yeah, you know. I wonder for the rest of the year, just on a look of it, I wonder how the rest of the year is going to go for Tyson Williams, fantasy-wise, because it's good right now. Like, who would you rather have right now rest of the season, Tyson Williams or Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Oh, CEH for sure, because we know he's guaranteed that first spot. There's no one behind him.
Yeah.
He doesn't have Latavius Murray and Le'Veon Bell, like, knocking on the door.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder, is Lev doing anything?
He's getting in football shape.
Well,
I don't know what that means, but yes.
Week two of the season. Getting in there. We're getting in that shape. Was not ready at all. Just mid-eating a pizza, and he was like, oh, God, I'm on the Ravens
football,
now.
Sure.
All right, let's go to the F and Bank phone line because we're going to run to a break. But before we go to that break, you know we got to talk to our good buddy Turner Johnson with Radnor Wine and Spirits. Turner, how you doing, buddy?
Zach, I'm doing great. Loving this Friday. Going into the weekend. Lots of football. I'm doing really well.
We We're having a little bit of cell phone problem. We might have to call you back, Turner, because it's kind of cutting in and out. So what we're going to do is we're going to run to the break first, and then we're going to try to reestablish a new line with Turner, and we'll get him back on the other side. So let's go ahead and run to the break. Back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Hey, guys, it's Zach. Jump into fall during the 10-day Jump Rope Sale, Monday, September 20th through Thursday, September 30th at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. During the 10-day sale, get 10% off all jump ropes, an incredibly versatile workout tool. Stop in and stock up on the new and gently used equipment you need to gear up for your fall workouts. If you have sports equipment you no longer use or doesn't fit, you can trade it in for either cash or for store credit towards your next purchase. Make sure you tell them your friend Zach over here at Nashville Sports Radio sent you. Again, that's Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing a million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. Fight back. American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together, we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Welcome, Angie McCartney.
When he'd come home, Jim would say to him, "How are your bowels, son? Are you eating something?" He'd go, "Oh, Dad, you know, I'm a beagle. You don't ask me about my bowels." Oh, it's not that funny. Come on.
We didn't expect me talking about Paul's bowels this morning.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. You can always get at us on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Let's go ahead and go to that F&M Bank line. Now let's go try Turner again here, though, because we tried to get him and make sure the phone line's better here. Turner, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. When do I get to talk to Greg Pogue and John Burton?
You got to call them at, 10 a.m.? That's they're
dead hours, as we call it.
Yeah. You don't want to talk to those guys. All right, so, obviously, Titans taking on the Colts in Nissan Stadium. That's always been a scary obstacle for the Titans. What do you think's going on this Sunday?
Well, like the past few years, this has been a game that points to the Titans And for some reason, the Titans haven't been able to close it out at home. This is like the most no-excuse-ever kind of Colts-Titans game. The Colts are thinking about doing some college system two quarterbacks rotating throughout the game. I've heard they're going to try and wheel out Carson Wentz with two, you know, boots on. It should be a rout for the Titans. It won't be. Like I said last week, where I was confident the Titans coming back and bouncing back to the Seahawks, that's what they do. Titans also just kind of have a stinker early in the season against a divisional opponent. Last year was week two in Nashville, where the Titans took the Jags to a last thing of field goal and barely won. I can really see that happening again on Sunday, where the game is just a little bit closer than it needs to be. It's just a tough game.
Turner, tell me what's going on with Radnor Wine and Spirits this weekend.
Well, like any other weekend, it's a great place to stock up to watch football. Whatever you're watching this weekend, whichever team you're supporting, we got what you need.
I'll need it for Vanderbilt.
What are you drinking? Now, for Vanderbilt fans, we've got. I think we're plenty stocked on Everclear. If you guys want, it's the strongest stuff available. Yeah.
That was good. I was hoping that's where you're going with that.
But for fans, programs a little bit of beer, seltzer, wine.
We're losing you again, buddy. I appreciate you, man. Radnor Wine and Spirits. I know what he's going to say, though, at the end. Go check out their Instagram, Radnor Liquor 615. I know we've had a little bit of cell phone problem or whatever's going on with the phones, but Radnor Liquor 615, go check them out. That's their best place on Instagram. I'm telling you, go and see everything that they have right there in the store. They put up little recipes and everything. It's really nice, but we appreciate Turner coming in. And look, you're going to get a knowledgeable and friendly staff over there at Radnor Liquors. They are so smart and just nice to talk to, especially when you come in there. I have a lot of questions. Like I'm not affluent and know a lot about bourbons or you know, nice spirits and all that kind of stuff. I'm not that kind of person. But when I have questions, that's where I go to, and they do a great job of it. So make sure you go check them out once again on Instagram, Radnor Liquors 615, so you can see all the recent drops. Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line. Eric in Nashville. Eric, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing pretty good. I just was going to give you an update on how I'm doing, and I was going to get into a little bit of sports talk about last night's game and about the Titans game upcoming this Sunday.
Let's do it.
Recently had the staples pulled out of my hip, doing real well. In fact, today was supposed to be my last day of physical therapy, but they actually want me to come back some more, so I've got about another month, but they said I'm coming along progressing nicely. One of the things they want me to do is, you know, they would give me like a bunch of exercises. Now they're going to cut back on my exercises, but they want me to do stuff with my legs where I can do some weight stuff with my legs, and then hopefully that'll help my hip to try and build like strength in my hip. So, you know, it's come along. I would say I'm somewhere between about 60% to 70%. So, my surgery was about a month ago. So it's coming along nicely. So,
well, good. I'm glad to hear that, brother. I'm glad you're getting better. And you know, like I said, you're on the path of healing. So that's great, man.
Yeah, but just a couple of things. First, I was going to talk about last night's game, and then I was going to talk about the Titans game Sunday. You know, I tell you what, one of the interesting things is I heard from, I guess it was a guy who works for ESPN, was a disgruntled Jets fan this morning. It just seems like Sam Darnold is just continually playing well. And in fact, I saw a stat this morning. He's 3-0, and that he's the second quarterback, I think, that's 3-0 that I guess it was like play for one team for nothing or whatever it was that had the most yardage. He was right behind Kurt Warner, but he's got so far through three games, something like 884 yards passing. Just incredible thing he's done with Carolina. In fact, they got the time they surrounded him with the defense and with Christian McCaffrey, although don't know how long he's going to be out with that hamstring injury, it appears, and they said it could be that he'd be out for weeks. But the thing this disgruntled Jets fan was saying, of course, I knew they had Sam Darnold, but he was not also talking about just them not having Sam Darnold before. He made some points which I didn't realize. They also had a chance to have Matt Rhule as a coach. Didn't go with him, went with Adam Gase instead, and also had a chance to draft Christian McCaffrey, and they didn't get him, went for another running back, and it just seems like just a futility of that whole entire organization, just mad at Jets fans, and you can't blame them because and he's a diehard Jets fan, loves that team, but just mistake after mistake after mistake that they've made, and just the way they've just run things at organization with just Adam Gase coaching job, he doesn't deserve another head coach job as far as I'm concerned. And just with the organization now, they've just screwed up on talent and everything, and just the way that Sam Darnold is now thriving, and the fact, like I said, they passed on Matt Rhule, and with what it also had a shot to get Christian McCaffrey, and just look at what they're doing with Carolina. And, of course, it's early, but if they keep on this path, I think Carolina, I'm not saying they'll win the division, I think they've got a shot to make the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're Sam Darnold, it's been this way with – I'm going to jump on my pedestal right now because I was the only one out there, I swear, saying Sam Darnold is going to be great quarterback for this Panthers team. And he really has been just tremendous so far. I mean, I know it's 3 weeks now for him, but every quarterback, every player that goes away from Adam Gase has been a good player. Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, like Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill. Yeah. I mean, they really have, and I think you're right. Adam Gase just does not need another head coaching job in the NFL. He needs to go to the high school ranks and really start working his way back up because he's terrible.
Yeah, you're right. And also on to the Titans. I know Steve mentioned it last that he thought the Titans could win a blowout. I'm just kind of nervous when it comes to the Colts because actually the last time they won at home, I believe, was a Monday night game, and they played in tough Colts in the first half, and then we had to run the ball in the second half, kind of pulled away. But we only won by two touchdowns because, of course, we lost the Thursday night game last year. The year before that, we had a shot to win the division, go to playoffs. I got blown out by the Colts here at home. They've always given us fits, and even though I know they're saying that Carson Wentz is probably not going to play, I still think with the Colts' defense, which is pretty good, if they can run the ball, they're going to try and not throw it a lot. It's just that it's just a game that I'm just real nervous about, and I'm not going to sit up here and say, oh, they'll blow them out. It's just you never know. I still think they will win, but I think it's going to be a fairly close ball game, a lot closer than a lot of people think. I think they're favored now by about 5 and 5.5 points. But it's just the team, the Colts, that just every time, it's just they generally have had our number. So I think they'll win Sunday, but I'm not – one of these people are going to get real old confident. It would not shock me if the Colts come here and beat us.
Well, I mean, it's just history says, you know, that that's really what happens. And I think Titans fans as a whole probably are a little gun shy of games like this. I mean, even last year when the Titans were the dominant team in the AFC South, the Colts came in and on that Thursday night game and played better than Titans. So I can see that. I don't know. I'm more on the side of the Titans. I think the Titans are going to win it. It makes sense. They if they're going to take that step, these are the games they got to win, and hopefully they
you're
do.
You're right. And also, if we could just put the Colts at 0-3, it certainly would help us. I think they said the Colts, I think, heading into this, had won something like 14 out of the last 19 games against the Titans.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it. Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning just were the two quarterbacks that they had to go against.
What's frustrating is we never beat Andrew Luck. He was 11-0 against us.
Yeah.
That is so bad.
Yeah, I know. Guys, y'all take care. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thank you.
Listen, you want to return to those dark times? You would trade your soul for a Super Bowl and return to that?
If they had won a Super Bowl, yeah. But they got to win the Super Bowl. That's the whole thing. So hopefully they do. It's just if that happens, yeah, I'm down to go back to that. So every Titans fan is, I think.
So is it true that Carson Wentz might be able to play this week?
Yeah,
he practiced.
Well, it's practicing the day before, like practicing now. It's not a real practice; like it's like a walkthrough. So I don't know how much it. I don't think he'll play. Sit him a week, unless you want to lose him the rest of the season. Two sprained ankles. that's going to be that's something that follows you the whole season. That doesn't go away. I have someone who's had bad ankle sprains. That's like a whole season thing you got to deal with. On both? I don't know, man.
It is tough. I just put in a trade. You're not here.
Bruno's putting in bets. You're putting in trades.
No, me and Bruno have been kind of going back and forth here.
Well, he offered me – all right, let's go back to fantasy talk real quick. He offered me what? You gave me Antonio Brown and then two other people, one who was out, like who's also injured.
Well, hold on. Ray will think it's smart. Jeff Wilson Jr., for the 49ers.
That's a nice lockup.
Antonio Brown and Jalen Reagor.
For Antonio Gibson.
Straight up. What are your thoughts on that trade? It's already been declined. This whole time we've had callers.
Jeff Wilson. He's on IR. He'll be back week 7. I just don't know what's going to happen this week because Trey Sermon's supposed to start this week. And if he does well, he might take the starting role. I don't know. But it's hard because Antonio Gibson, I don't know what Washington's doing.
Well, now we've gone into a different world here.
Yeah, so then I countered him because I want Travis Kelce, so I offered him Kyle Pitts, Dak Prescott.
Are you going to go back?
I can't even remember. And Corey Davis.
Corey Davis.
Yeah.
For, you're giving up Dak?
Yeah.
For Travis Kelce.
And then he declined that.
I declined that. But I have now
he
rebutted.
He was giving you 3-for-1?
Yeah.
As Travis much as you Kelce. Want Dak, you declined Dak?
19 straight weeks as a 20-point fantasy scorer. That's Travis Kelce. You know who else does that? Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, but
that's it. Nobody else does that.
Who's your tight end, Gronk?
No, it's Travis Kelce.
No, but if you took Pitts and Dak over what you have
I
now?
I passed that, but I've rebutted now. Let me hear the rebuttal.
You guys have really been going back and forth.
This one's got you thinking.
No, I don't know.
Antonio Brown, who is out right now, but it's COVID protocol, so he's definitely, I mean, he's not injured.
Right.
Travis Kelce. Four, Brandon Cooks, Kyle Pitts, and Antonio Gibson.
Brandon Cooks has been solid.
Currently, I don't know. Bruno's been loving him some Cooks.
A lot of people have.
Yeah.
By the way, he's always been good.
I know.
Like, why is every time he's traded, it's for like 2 first-round picks. It's never made sense for me that people end up trading. Like it seems like teams don't want him. Every team he's been on, he's been great.
Bruno,
you want Antonio Gibson. I have
that's what I was going to ask
Harris
you.
And no other back.
Okay,
right?
So you have.
But you get Travis Kelce out of this.
Yeah, I was wondering if he was a starting back or not. I didn't know.
There's only two guys who are as consistent in fantasy football. It's Christian McCaffrey and Travis Kelce. They're on the field playing. You can almost bank points on them. That's true. But if I'm going to lose that, and Antonio Brown, who I believe, even though after last week, he's had a...
I just know the second I trade Antonio Gibson, they're going to be like, wow, this guy was a great pass-catching running back, so let's just throw him the ball more.
So have you declined it yet?
No.
Just thinking about it? Sitting on it? Well, we need to run to a break. When we come back, we got to finish up our starts and sits and all that kind of stuff. But I want you to think about this trade, Bruno. All right?
Okay.
Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans. Or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Introducing new Kraft sandwiches at Slim Chickens. Try our Chicken Club sandwich with crispy bacon and cheese, the Cayenne Ranch sandwich with fried onions and Cayenne Ranch mayo, the Buffalo Ranch sandwich that's tossed in spicy buffalo sauce, or the crispy chicken sandwich, which is anything but basic. Slim's lineup of 4 Kraft sandwiches. The choice is yours. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or pulling up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With 3 locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Five State Court, yeah.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain. Mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Zach Williams, Ray Dosky here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center's studios. So the saga of the trade, as we go to break, where Bruno and I can actually act like businessmen, on our suits.
I'm a businessman.
but we went through. We actually had our moderator Ray, who has gone back and forth with us now, and I think we might have come to a deal. I think the deal is finally. It's a big one though. Like this is like when you make trades, and not a lot of opportunities you get a live trade like this on a radio show. This doesn't happen a lot. Antonio Gibson, Brandon Cooks. Who was the other one that we were going to do? Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts.
He's playing solid.
Who's playing solid? But also, I'm going to. That is who I would be receiving.
What was the third player? Antonio
Gibson.
Got it.
Kyle Pitts.
Yep. That for Travis Kelce, Antonio Brown, and Jeff Wilson Jr., who, if anybody's been paying attention to anything, 49ers running backs are, I mean, they're growing off trees right now. They're like they're building an army is what they're doing. But eventually, Jeff Wilson Jr., if you know anything about it, he is Kyle Shanahan's favorite toy to use. Whenever he's out there, every year it's been Jeff Wilson Jr. And I don't want to give him up, but he's going to be coming off IR, and he's going to be good. I know he is. I've just proposed a trade. I have to drop somebody, of course, because this stupid league is stupid. even though I was the one that
I just had to pick him back up.
I'm just the one that had to be to do it. Nick on Facebook saying, "Super late. Hope you guys have had a good show so far. Bruno just got a steal, in my opinion."
This is so going on my social media to see who wins this trade.
We're only going to know in the future. I think mine is pretty high risk, high reward for my end. I think Zach stays consistently good with this trade.
I think I take on the biggest risk. I think you don't appreciate Jeff Wilson Jr. in the stats of what he's done in the past.
Probably not.
I think that's a lot of, and it's 49ers running backs. 49ers running backs, no matter what.
This is the first trade of the league.
It's fair that the captain should do it here. You know, that
lead by example.
Yeah, it had to be, you know, you or Bobby or me and Bruno, like it had to be that just to by example. Well, trades are fun because this is that risk factor. You know what I mean?
Well, I accepted it. So
you accepted
I'm
it?
So going to veto it. This.
You get Travis Kelce. I mean, at the end of the day, oh, there's no vetoes, by the way. Sorry.
It says it on there.
Brandon Cooks.
I'll go through and change that rule.
This is veto on trade.
Oh, well, that's
you
stupid.
Can veto a trade?
Yeah.
Well,
can anybody do that?
The whole league. You have to have a majority
have to vote.
Of.
Yeah.
So I like that. That's so that doesn't like some. You just don't give me your players when you quit.
Yeah, but I thought I put it as the league manager, who is me, would go in and like make sure.
It says
vote
on trade. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Okay, I was gonna say yeah. No, I was like, I didn't think you could.
So everybody in the league has to vote to veto.
No.
Or one person votes to veto.
I vote to veto. I'm as the ruler of the league. If I play foul, I'm not going to let it happen, and I'm not going to be involved in it.
Castro over there is leading.
I have to lead by example with this show, right?
I'm
like that's
yes.
I'm confused on this rule. Ray, could you veto that trade right now?
No.
Okay.
I can vote on the trade, and that's about it. That's all I can do.
That makes sense.
But he can veto the trade.
Ray was lying.
Ray was a liar. Ray,
that was funny.
So you just heard an official live trade that just happened. Nick says, I didn't start DJ Moore, but look at my receivers. Can you blame me? ? I can blame you because DJ Moore looked really great.
I love the guys when they say that, try to save themselves. Because you know that Nick is sweating right now.
Oh, yeah.
Look at my receivers.
Yeah, look at my receivers. So good. Why am I ever worried? I'm not worried.
I'm not scared.
Anything. Yeah, no.
I'm not scared.
But you should be a little scared, Nick. You should because you had a guy go off that you didn't have in your lineup. At least me and Bruno, we're fighting for starters. You know, like you're leaving starters on the bench. What an idiot. Yeah. All right, let's get over to our starts and sits. We got to move through this a little quick here now. Wide receivers to start this week. Look, I'm moving towards Rondale Moore more and more and more. Not, no puns, but he looks good. The Cardinals seem to be putting up a lot of points no matter what. I like Rondale Moore. I think he's been slowly getting integrated into the offense more and more. And Kyler Murray, when he's in that whole panic, run back and forth, turn around, throw, he is finding Rondale Moore in those moments. And Rondale Moore has a lot of speed. I think he's a solid addition if he's already on your waiver wire. He might still be there. And I think you can start him against the Jaguars this week.
Don't ask me why. I don't want to hear why. What a stupid question. Why? Why are you doing this? Because I want to. I'm starting Brandon Ayuk. I'm putting the win over Nick is going to come down to Brandon Ayuk. I just, you know, I'm trading Corey Davis right now. That's my, like, bench guy. Because I have Brandon Cooks. Or I had Brandon Cooks. I have CeeDee Lamb. That's my 1 and 2. And my flex has always been Ayuk or Davis. Now, obviously, Ayuk literally hasn't scored at all.
He got a point. He got 1 point last week.
This week, he is going to earn his worth. I'm not saying he's going to go off, but I'm saying he's going to earn his worth on the team.
I'm not going to ask why. I'm going to ask how. How dare you is what
they're going to throw him the football. They're going to throw the football, and Brandon Ayuk in his direction, he's going to raise his hands up. He's going to catch it. More than once, too.
Ray, who you got?
Mike Williams.
Oh, man. People, you could have got him for nothing. He was on the waivers. Yeah. And now, all of a sudden, he is looking like a top talent.
Wasn't Sterling Shepard also on the waivers? Who picked him up? Yeah. Someone picked him up. He's, like, averaging 20 points.
Oh, he's a monster. He's an absolute monster. Yeah, it's just, Daniel Jones is picking who he wants to throw to. Eventually, Kenny Galladay will take those numbers. But, yeah, Mike Williams.
Now, I love Mike Williams. Got a great matchup going against Kansas City, who've not been, like, challenged in the terms of the past, but when they are challenged, they give the 13 most points to fantasy to quarterback. So I'm liking Mike Williams this week. I'm loving that game.
All right, moving on now to tight ends. I'm sticking with the same game, and I'm actually saying Jared Cook. This guy has just been like, it just seems like he shows up in games like this. He's a consistent target now. I mean, how old is Jared Cook? I feel like he's like 52. Like, he's been in the league. I remember when he was a Titan, I felt like he was like 30 then. You know, like, he's been on so many teams. But Jared Cook going up against the Chiefs, once again, just a lot. I think the same reason why you're in with Mike Williams is just, once again, it's that other side. They're going to have to score to keep up, and he's a solid tight end who could still possibly be on your waiver wire right now if you need him. I don't think he's on ours, but if you need a tight end like I'm going to, and Kyle Pitts inevitably fails, I'm going to have to go grab a tight end in our league, and hopefully Jared Cook's on that league. Bruno?
I'm just happy.
He is so happy.
Go ahead and say Travis Kelce's who you want to start.
I'm so happy.
Hold on. So when is the trade? Does it go before this week or is it for next week? So it's next week, right?
Yeah, Brandon Cooks is involved.
Brandon Cooks is right.
Okay. Yeah, it'll have to be like Tuesday.
Right. So yeah, Tuesday it'll all go through and we'll get rostered up. Yeah, I don't. Tight ends, who cares? I got Travis Kelce. I'm richer. I'm the rich. I am the 1%.
Who do you got, Ray?
Tyler Higbee. Give me them against the Broncos. I mean, the Bucks. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, he's a good target to have.
Yep.
I don't know if he's available in our leagues right now. I might need to go find a way to try to grab him somebody.
If there's a flex, you know
what? I can't believe I gave up Travis Kelce.
You know, in terms of a flex, I like Hooper out of the Browns.
Dude, he's got a great pass.
Antonio Gibson better do something. I'm risking it all.
At least you get him after the whole Buffalo game.
Yeah, they're playing Buffalo.
Yeah.
Strategies. And I get Travis Kelce this week against the Chargers. Or a game that he's going to need to score. I hope he breaks
winning.
His leg. No, I'm joking. I don't hope that. I don't hope that.
Would scream.
Nick says Kittle shows up this week. I mean, yeah, they should at some point. What's going on with that? By the way, we're done with our starts and sits, right? Everybody got their tight end out?
Yeah.
Did you get yours?
Yeah.
Who was yours?
Higbee.
Oh, yeah, Higbee. Rams. That's right. What is going on with Robbie Anderson?
Oh, from Carolina?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who drafted him?
I was dead right about Sam Darnold. It was me. I was dead right about Sam Darnold.
One of these guys.
Yeah. And then I was all on Robbie Anderson. I'm like, they signed him to a $30 million contract right before the season starts, and he's getting targeted like twice a game.
Did he get? I thought he had a good first game.
He had one catch for 57 yards and a touchdown, and he got targeted three times.
That's why we only had a good first game.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought about trading them then, but it's just week one. It's hard to trade anybody.
I wouldn't worry about that. I wouldn't worry about that. I know, but it's eventually going to even out, right? It has to.
They pay him $30 million. Yes, you know what I mean?
It has to.
But I'm sitting here defending, like, drop him? I'm past him right now. No, I can't drop anybody now. I need all the points I can get because I just gave up Travis Kelce.
Terrence Marshall Jr., the rookie from LSU?
Yeah.
He's taking a lot of targets from Robbie.
He has.
Apparently, Darnold trusts him. So
with McCaffrey possibly going to be out for a couple weeks, his targets could start to spread out a little bit more. I don't know.
What are your thoughts about Hubbard?
Chuba Hubbard's good. I mean, what did Mike Davis look like last year? Put Chuba Hubbard in. Whoever's got him, congratulations. They say every year, pick up the handcuff. That's who you need to. All right, we need to go ahead and switch real quick. You got Bruno's bets? We got to get into Bruno's bets. Let's go ahead and do it.
Got him.
Now, it's time to make money off of other people playing sports, because taking gambling advice from a guy named Bruno isn't shady at all. This is Bruno's Bets.
Guaranteed to pay off the debt that I'm going to incur to have to pay somebody to get a good tight end because I gave up Travis Kelce.
Here, Kyle Pitts. All right, guys. Listen up. We got a UFC pay-per-view. I think this is where I perform the best.
Oh, yeah. 100%, by the way. I don't think you've won in anything else.
Hey, not cool, man. Anyways.
Truth hurts.
Anyways, guys. So if you want to make some money, follow me on here, okay?
Yeah, I agree with this.
I have 5 bets on UFC 2, basically the main card. I have bets on the main card, okay? But we're going to just omit Valentina Shevchenko because I only have her in a parlay, and having her in a parlay is... Frankly, it doesn't matter.
Extra 10 cents thrown in there.
This week I'm going to pick Valentina Shevchenko for my gambling lock. No, these are the people I have money on. All right, first of all, got Robbie Lawler on the money line. I think he should be much more of a bigger favorite than Nick Diaz is right now. I mean, Nick Diaz, if he can't make the weight, you know, that worries me. Robbie Lawler is a bit better of a wrestler, can control the fight. Where it gets scary for Robbie Lawler is, you know, later in the rounds. Maybe Nick can open him up, but I don't see it happening. Robbie does well, and even at, you know, in his age too, he does well in later in fights. So I got Robbie Lawler on the money line. I got Volkanovski on the money line. He's only a -180 favorite who against a guy who Max Holloway is Brian Ortega's daddy. He's a daddy, all right. And Volk beat Max twice. Yeah. So Curtis Blaydes -325 against Rozenstruik. Curtis Blaydes, great wrestler. Rozenstruik isn't Derek Lewis or Ngannou. He's not as lucky as Lewis. He's not as talented as Ngannou. I think Curtis Blaydes just takes down Biggie Boy over and over. Jessica Andre on the money line, 240. Those are my 4 main picks, all right? I'm going huge favorites in the main card here.
Yeah. That's going to do it for today's episode. We appreciate all commenting and calling in. However you watch, we appreciate it so much. Have a great weekend. Remember, nobody's told you I love you. We'll see you guys Monday here on Nashville Sports Radio.